Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Hayim and Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Dalad and Beis by the bottom line. So says the Gemara, we mentioned the Machlaikas of Amin and Rav Asi regarding the Mon, so now the Gemara is going to digress and discuss other Machlaikas of Rav Amin and Rav Asi. So says the Gemara, Ki Yitim Makoy Se'ena Yisalach B'Meisharim. So Rav Amin and Rav Asi have a Machlaikas on how to touch up this Pasuk. Chad Amar, that the Pasuk means that call nice and Enoi B'Kaisoi, a person who gets drunk, so Arai is cool on Doimais Olav Kemishor, so Arai is seemed to him like a straight path, like something which is Mutter. V'chad Amar, the other one said, that call nice and Enoi B'Kaisoi, call Olam Kuloi Doimai Olav Kemishor, that the whole world seems to him like it's a straight path, like it's something which is Mutter. Meaning other people's money seem to him like it's mutter for him to steal. Daiga Balavish Ashikhano, Yashkhano, Rav Ami Rav Asi Chad Amar Yesikhano, Midaitai, it means to remove it from your mind. The Chad Amar, that if a person has a daiga, that Yesikhano la Achirim, so you should say it over, tell it over to other people. Rashi says maybe they'll give you a good Eitza. V'nachash Afar Lachmai, the Pasuk says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a curse to the Nachash that he has to eat the dirt. Rav Ami Rav Asi, they have a Machlokes Chad Amar, one of them said that the curse is, and meaning even though we see that the Nachash eats other foods as well, but Chad Amar, that afilu eichel kol ma'adnei oilam, ta'im tam bahem tam afar. That whatever it eats, even though it eats other things, but it always just tastes afar. V'chad Amar, the other one says that afilu eichel kol ma'adnei oilam, ein daitim yushavas olav, ad sheyoichel afar. That what it means is that even if he eats all the different delicacies in the world, he doesn't feel yishav hadas until he then eventually eats afar. Tani we learned in the Braisa, now regarding the curse of the Nachash, that Amar of Yaisi, Bayu Re'ei Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act like people. Midas Basar V'dam, Maknin Eschav Eroi, Yared Yimelech Ayav. If Reuven does something wrong to Shimon, so Shimon tries to really get Reuven and he'll do something to make him chaser. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. We see that even when he gives curses, he does so with a silver lining. Kil Las HaNachash, Eilu L'Gag Mizunais Av Imoi. Yared L'Matom Mizunais Av Imoi. He cursed the Nachash that he has to eat dirt, but now the Nachash, wherever he goes, he has his food. Kilos Kanaan, he cursed Kanaan that he's going to be an Evet to his brothers. Eichel Masharaba Eichel V'Sheisa Masharai V'Sheisa. And now he gets to eat whatever his master eats and drink whatever his master drinks. So he has a silver lining. Kilos Aisha Hakol Ratz Nachareha. Everyone runs after her. Kilos Adama Hakol Nizoyin Heimano. He cursed the ground that it grows thorns, but now everyone also gets their food, their sustenance from the ground. So now back to the Mon. Says the Gemara, Zecharno Sadaga Asher Neicha B'Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, they complained that they remembered the Daga that they ate in Mitzrayim Chinam. So Ravu Shmuel, Chad Amar Dagim, one of them says it's referring to fish mamish. V'chad Amar Arayis, it's referring to Arayis, like the Pasuk says, V'yidgul Arayif. Manda Amar Dagim, the Manda Amar who says it's referring to fish. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Neicha. It says Neicha, so it's mashma something that's eaten, so therefore it's referring to fish. Or Manda Amar Arayis, Tichsiv Chinam, because it says free. Fish don't come free. According to the man the Amr that says that it's talking about Arayis, what does he do with the fact that the Torah also says Neichal? It says the Gemara Lishnam Al Yenakat. It's just a Lashon and Nakia. The Chziv is the Pasuk says Achlu Machsafia VaAmru Leifalti Oven. That the Isha Min HaEfes, she says that I ate and I wiped my mouth and she says that she didn't do anything wrong. So you see the Lashon of Achila being a kinoy for Znos. Well, man, the Amar Dagim, my chinam. So, what does he do with the fact that the Torah says chinam? Lucharitz fish don't come free. So says the Gemara. In this instance, fish came free. Dabu ma'isin luhu mehefkero. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin lehem fish from hefker. The Amar Mar kishal Yisrael shayavin mayim when they would go to draw water. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu mazmin lehem besaycha mayim dagim ketan bechadein. Hakadosh Baruch Hu would be mazmin for them small fish in their pitchers that they were drawing the water with. So bishlam leman the Amar Dagim avla rayis loy pritzi buhu. It makes sense if you say that it was Dagim that they were complaining about, but they weren't complaining about Arayis, because they were taka careful about Arayis, even in Mitzrayim. Hainu dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Gano lo chesichalo, and the Pasuk ends off, Gano mayin chosum, that they were careful about Arayis. Elamanda amar, Arayis, mayin chosum, what does the Pasuk mean when it describes them as being careful about Arayis? So says the Gemara, mehan of da sirin loy pritzibu, because they were careful about the asr dika Arayis. There were certain Arayis, kaidamatan Torah, which were mutter to them. That's what they were complaining about, that after the Torah was given, that those arayas which were mutter now became aser. So Bishlama Lamanda Amra Rayas Hanu Dixiv Yishma Maisha Sam Baichul Mishbechaysaf. It makes sense that they were complaining about Arayas, then it makes sense that the Pasuk says that they were crying Lamishbechaysaf, Al Iske Mishbechaysaf. Shinesulam, Lishkav Etzlam. They were complaining about the family members, which now became also to them. Alamanda Amar Dogim, so my Baichul Mishbechaysaf. So if you said they were complaining about the fish, so what's the meaning of this Pasuk, which is Mashma, that they were complaining about Arayas? So says the Gemara, Havaha Havai. That really both them. Even the Manda Amru says that they complained about fish, he's masking that they also complained about Arias. There were, like you see from this pasuk, just that the pasuk of Zechariah was a donga, that's referring to fish. It says the Gemara Vayter, it says that they also complained about Esa Kishuim, Vesa Vatichim, Vesa Chatzir, Vesa Betzalim, Vesa Shumim. They complained about these five different foods. So Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chad Amar, the reason why they were able to complain about these foods, even though L'chayri, the man tasted like whatever you wanted. So why did they have to complain that they were missing these different foods? Because says one of them, because Tam Kol Amin and Tam Ubaman, that's true that they tasted everything in the man, but Tam Chamishas Amin and Alalu Tam Ubay, but these five things they didn't taste in the man. V'chad Amar, Tam Kol Amin and Tamu, Tamon umamashan. No, they tasted everything, but normally they tasted everything, and it even had the texture of the food that they had in mind. But v'halalu tamon v'loy mamashan. It just had the taste and not the texture. It says that about the man kizera gad lavan. It's described as being like a coriander seed in white. So the question is that coriander isn't white? So it says the Gemara Amar Vasi, it was agul kagida v'lavan kemargolus. It was round like a coriander and white like a diamond. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, God, why is the man described as God? Shaday melazera pishtan bigiboylin, because it's similar, it was round like flaxseed. Achere maimrim God, shaday melahagada, it's similar to agadata, shemayshachas libe shal adam kamayin, which draws a person's heart like water, it brings a person in. So too the man, it made a person want to eat more. Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa, that God, the man is described as God. Shemagidam Yisrael, Iben Tisha Larishan, Iben Shiva Lachrin. Depending on where the man fell the next morning, you knew who the father was. If this child was a Ben Shiva from the second husband, or a Ben Tisha from the first husband. Lavan, the man is described as Lavan. Shemalbin, Avanesayin Shal Yisrael, because he gave Klai So Kapara, because it caused them daigo, that they didn't know what they were going to eat the next day. So that itself was Mechaper. Tani, we learned in the braisa, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kashem Shanavi, Hayamagidam Yisrael, Mashab Bechar, just like the Navi would be able to tell, reveal hidden matters. So the man itself also was able to reveal hidden matters. Ketzad, how is this? You had two people that will go in front of Moshe Rabbeinu for a din Torah. One of them says, you stole my Eved. The other one says, what are you talking about? I bought it from you. So Amar la Moshe la Baikar Mishpa. Come tomorrow morning and we'll see. The next morning, based Rabbi Rishon, if the Omer of the Evet, if his chilek of the man was found by the first master's house, so be a duish as a gunvoy. So then we know the Evet was stolen. And then so Omer based Rabbi Sheni be a duish as a machrulay. And if it was found by the second person, so then we would know that Hitaka was telling the truth that he bought it. V'chein, and similarly, ish v'yisha shabal ifnei ma'isha l'din, ze aymer hisar cholai, he says that it's her fault. She rebelled against me, and he could divorce her without giving her a ksuva. He really wants to stay with her. She's leaving him, and therefore, he could give her a get without giving her a ksuva. V'aymer is husar cholai? No, it's him, that he's leaving me. He's the one who rebelled against me. So amar lahem ma'isha, ma'isha b'in would tell them, l'baiker mishba, let's wait until tomorrow morning. L'machra, the next day, imnim sa aymer b'beis b'ayla, if it was found, her chelik of the man, in her husband's house, Biduashi Sarchalov, that she rebelled against him and he really wants her. But if it was found in her father's house, so Biduashu Sarchalov, that he rebelled against her, and therefore she has the right to go to her father's house and she gets the ksuva. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Uveredes Atal Alamachla Lailo Yered Haman Olav. It's the mashma that the man went into the machla. Uksiv Yotza Amam Velaktu, that they had to go out of the machla. Uksiv Shatuam Velaktu, that they had to go far out. So, okay, it's that. Tzadikim Yarad Al Pesach Bateyam, Beinim Yotza Velaktu, Risham Shatu Velaktu. Depending on your status, the tzadikim, the man came to them, the Beinim had to go out of the machla, and the Risham had to go even far out of the machla. Ksiv, similarly, says the Gemara, the pasuk says, Lechem, Uksiv Ugois, Uksiv Tachanu. It says three different lashonos. One, it's lechem, it's mashma, you don't have to do any work to it. One, uga, is that you have to bake it. And one, v'tachanu, that you have to grind it. So, okay, it's that. Tzadikim lechem, beinim ugois, v'sham tachanu berichayim. Similar type of thing. It says that they had to grind it in a mortar. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yitamer Rav Chamu Bar Chanino, Melamed Shiar Lam Yisrael Mamad Tachshitei Nashim, that it came down with the mud, perfume, spices that had to be crushed. Davar Shenidach B'Medaycha, things that have to be crushed. Perfumes for ladies. Ubishlu Baparur, it says that they had to cook it. That it came down with the man, different spices to have together with the man. It says regarding the Trumas HaMishkan that they brought donations, babayker babayker. So my babayker babayker. What does it mean, babayker babayker? I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. I'm Rav Yonasan. Midavar shiyavad lahem babayker babayker. They brought things which came together with the man every morning. That's what they donated to the Mishkan. Melamid shiyar dehem liyisrael avanum toivis umargali yisim aman, which teaches us that together with the man also came down these different precious gems and diamonds. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vanesim evu es avni hashayam, which the Basha B'Shad is talking about the Nesim of Klal Yisrael, but says the Gemara Tanu, we learned that no, Nesim Amish, it's talking about clouds. V'chinu oimer Nesim v'ruach v'geshem ayin, that we see that the word over there in that Pasuk, Nesim, is a reference to clouds. So the clouds, the mun, brought these avni hashayam. Back to the mud, the pasuk describes that the mud was, it had a taste like the shada shaman. Just like the dadum of an isha, a child, when he nurses, he's able to taste all different types of tastes, depending on what the mother ate. They were able to have different tastes, depending on what they thought about. It's talking about an actual shade, to a demon. And the Gemara is a similar type of drasha, that just like a shade, is able to turn itself into different forms. So to the man, it had different tastes.